This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go!
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for Great Mate Debate. What's going on today?
We have a lovely couple.
Wow.
They're ready.
It's my turn.
Okay, go ahead.
So we have not so lovely couple, I guess. Today, Emily is trying to get a side job, kind of a side hustle, but her boyfriend is not on board. He's against it.
Opposed. Mm-hmm. Well, since she's so emphatic, let's let her start.
They are a lovely couple. I take that back.
Emily, what's your side of this?
Hey, sorry. I didn't mean to be interrupting there.
No, you're fine.
So my boyfriend, Matt, is great. But he's gotten really jealous recently. My ex, Zach, wanted to see if I would give his daughter some flute lessons. And I said, yes. I mean, you know, it's a great way to make some extra money. And also, she and I get along great. And Matt is not down with it.
Did you say fruit lessons?
That's what I heard.
I'm guessing flute.
Oh.
Like piccolo flute.
All right, so today we're doing the mango, all right?
I was thinking Fruit Ninja.
Bananas next Thursday.
Okay, so would the obviously, I think the answer is obvious, but would the ex be there during the fruit lessons?
Well, we didn't discuss that part of it, but I mean, she's only 8, so yeah, I would imagine he'd be in the house, you know?
Okay. Mm. But you think this, like, why do you want to do it? Is it for the money or is it just because?
Well, yeah, for the money. And also, I mean, I like teaching. I really like her. I mean, I don't see what the problem is, I guess, is the issue.
Well, so do you play the flute? I assume, but like, he's not just.
Yeah.
I feel like this is an obvious answer, okay, but it's a good question still somehow.
No, and I have taught flute before
as well.
I haven't been lately because I've got kind of a full-on job, but, you know, we also, Matt and I are talking about doing some traveling and talking about raising more money, and I'm like, well, here's a way that's just been handed to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit of flautist money. Okay, well, let's, I kind of think I know what his argument's going to be, but let's get him in here. Matt?
Hey. Yeah, guys.
Hey. Yeah. Why can't she teach flute?
Listen, I just can't help but to think that Zach is like trying to wedge his way in between us. There are so many other kids who want to learn flute out there, I'm sure. And, you know, I think Emily giving lessons is great. I'm so for that. But just like to anybody else in the world, like it really just kind of puts me in an awkward situation.
Okay.
Yeah, the good things also kind of seem like bad things a little bit. Like, they already have a relationship because when she dated him,
they were sleeping together.
And same with the daughter. Like, but they got along great because they know each other from when they were, like,
And
but
Emily,
there's a reason that I broke up with him, you know? I mean, it's not like I'm going back to him.
But it does feel like him keeping a tie.
Oh, I'm sorry. How many people do you know who play the flute?
I don't think he knows many people.
I'm not convinced Slacker knows what a flute is.
I was in band. I'm just trying to think if I bet you if I scout.
So if you have a connection with someone and they teach the instrument, the rare instrument, why not?
I feel like
I trust
one quick
Emily.
Search on Craigslist and I'm knee deep in flautists.
But would you want to get somebody off of Craigslist for your 8-year-old daughter?
Well, I don't, not if I want to get back together with you. I'd rather get you.
That's not the goal.
My big thing is that she's going to be going over their house, and like, she's been there, and they, you know, like, what's happened there, and it's just like, you know, it's really weird for me.
It just, okay, 303-222-5423 or text in to 51059. You're not wrong, Aaron, but I'm just saying it feels very like what Matt, it's very familiar. It's all of a sudden we're broken up, we're done, but now just come over for an hour on Tuesdays to the same place. Oh, look, the bedroom furnitures. I made you a cup of your favorite tea.
We're going to stay in the living room.
Right.
So we can practice.
It's just too familiar. It's got a lot of
that vibe, though. It didn't feel like he was trying to get back together, honestly.
Of course not. Not yet. Yeah, not until you go there and there's a bowl of your favorite.
We can be very sneaky.
Yes. Yeah. Like, look, the Skittles you like. The sour ones.
There's a lot of reminiscing I could see that could happen. Especially without Matt being there. But then on the other hand, like, she's saying they're broken up, so shouldn't Matt just trust her?
Yes.
It's not, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Matt, but it's not Emily he doesn't trust. It's Zach.
Right, exactly.
But I can take care of myself. I mean, first of all, I don't think Zach is going to do anything. I really don't. But if he did, I'd just say no.
What this boils down to in so many things like this, we're going to get calls from people. They're going to be like, Matt's insecure. Okay, sure. But like, shouldn't you as his mate go, I understand that you don't feel comfortable with this, so I'm not going to do it.
But she's also doing it to make money so they can go on vacations together.
There are other ways to make money.
Yeah, OnlyFans.
Come on.
No. I think there's probably a limited market of flautists on OnlyFans.
You do know what a flute is.
Oh my God. I am so sorry, Matt. We're making light of it. Like, I do get it. Where there's just situations where just it feels awkward enough.
And also there's an 8-year-old girl in the picture who seems to like Emily or did like her and is going to like her again. And now is the 8-year-old going to be able to keep it like, she's not my new mommy. She's just my flute teacher.
Go ahead, Emily.
That seems really unlikely.
Okay.
But you know how you avoid it completely? Just don't do it. That's what I'm not taking his side, but I'm just saying, everybody hang on. Don't move.
Sound like you're taking his side.
I'm not 100% taking his side. I'm adjacent to his side. Aaron, I just got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You understand that Tiak and I are like your big brothers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's pretend that your ex had a kid and you were tight with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm just going to go hang out with my ex's kid. Do you understand that Tiak and I would tackle you and hold you down and not let you go?
If I was close to the kid,
we would not let you go.
Why?
Because we just don't want you in the room with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with it. I know that I'm never in a million years going to get back with him.
Mm-hmm.
So
just nope.
But does he know that?
Trust me.
Yep.
And then you're coming around and he's cracking a joke. Maybe it's a little awkward and it's a little less awkward and by week four. And then it's like just over time.
We're not going to let you go. We're not going to let you go do that. And I know you don't see that.
We're
not even dating you. Like, we're not. I'm telling you right now, we would not let you go.
That's crazy to me.
I know, but we're not going to let you go. And I trust you. I know how it ended, but I'm not going to let you go.
And what would you be teaching them anyways?
I was hoping you weren't going to ask.
All right. So Emily wants to teach flute lessons, but it's to her ex's kid. Matt's like, this feels too familiar. Let's find another way to make money. You decide what happens next. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are handling Emily and Matt's great mate debate. She's a up-and-coming flautist. She knows how to play flute, and her ex, Zach, has a daughter that he wants to be taught by her.
Yeah, and they already know each other. They spent some time together from when they were dating, and they got along great. She's looking to make some extra money.
But her new man, Matt, is like, I just...
It feels too familiar.
It does.
Yeah.
But Aaron's like, yeah, I'll go.
I want to learn how to play the flute.
All right, well, maybe we found somebody. Okay. Emily, Matt, feel free to jump in with anybody you'd like to, and let's get started with Rose.
Yay!
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Matt's side. I think that if Miss Emily wants to teach flute lessons, that's wonderful. She can advertise on Nextdoor or go to the school and let them know that she's available. She needs to respect Matt's feelings, and clearly he's uncomfortable with this, so she should not do it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right,
it's music to Matt's ears.
Oh God, is that the whole reason you got this great mate debate today?
Yeah, I've been.
Do you have more flute puns coming?
I've been sitting on it for a while.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for the call, Rose. Let's do
Piccolo Matt. Aside.
Oh my God.
No. Okay.
I'm gonna end this thing real fast and turn this car around, Matt.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
Oh, two Matts.
I'm on Matt's side. No way. He is totally, Zach is totally trying to just keep a fishing line out there, keep her on a string. He knows you have a relationship with the daughter. If it's your ex, you're done. You got to let go of all of it. Okay, I've seen my sister-in-law go
through
this.
Why couldn't it just be that he wants flute lessons for his daughter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish it was that innocent, but we're all not that dumb.
Yep.
Okay, but can I ask both Matts a question? Because I've seen a lot of people texting in with this solution, and I just want to know, would it make a difference if the daughter was dropped off at your new house?
No, absolutely not. You can't. You are done. You cut ties with this. You cut ties with everything. To have a relationship, then you're still have a foot in the door with that other person. And if you're in a relationship with someone else, now you're in two.
No. I understand that, but I'm just...
Even if you don't like the guy, it's still a volatile situation.
Yeah. Guys don't trust other guys that way. I don't trust this guy.
But yeah, you'd only be letting the daughter into your house, Matt. You know what I'm saying?
He'd be picking her up. He'd be coming around.
I know I was kind of on your side before, and I'm not on your side, but there is an innocent victim in all this. And
yeah,
that's the girl.
Sure.
Dropping off, we could talk about it further. I would be less uncomfortable. But right now, with the situation at hand, the arrangement would be that she would be going there.
Yeah, no,
and that I'm not okay with.
Well, and also, there's kind of an innocent victim in Zach, the ex. Like, he's the ex, so he's bad immediately in our mind. But maybe he's just a single dad. His daughter's got an interest in flute, and he's trying to
do the best
he can do to get her some lessons.
I'm just saying, you can
think that's what it is, too. I really think it is.
I'm sure you do, Emily, and I'm not saying that you have ulterior motives. I don't think you do, but I don't think, like, granted, it's all dudes calling us on this, but that should be indicative of what's going on. Dudes are saying that dudes walk, like, they're betraying the brotherhood by saying, we're all pigs.
Don't trust him.
Like,
okay, so here's the thing. Matt is still friends with one of his exes, Lisa.
Oh, boy. Here's a wrinkle.
I never see her.
Well, I never see Zach either.
Well, you would be if you were going to his house every Tuesday.
Well, I mean, if you had a good reason to go to Lisa's house, I don't think I'd mind.
I'm not going to her house.
All right, let's get one more jury member in here. Tim?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Matt's side. I think the tables were turned, and he was going to teach lessons at his ex's house.
that you might feel uncomfortable.
Well, she just basically said she wouldn't. Okay. But what would the lessons be?
Either way, it's, you know, either way, there's an issue if somebody feels uncomfortable. Even if she says she doesn't, you know, that's not actually what's happening. What's actually happening is the other way around. And I'm saying that I don't feel comfortable.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, we did get a text that this person's team flute lessons. They say Matt needs to grow up and realize not all ex-boyfriends are out to get back together.
So. Oh, Emily, let's champion that one text.
Can we call them and make them come
on air? No, we cannot get that person because every other person we have is... I have never seen...
surprised.
I thought it was at least going to be close.
Yeah.
We don't have a single human on the phone who's on your side.
So. Well, what about the text? They don't count.
You got one text in your ballpark.
They're waited. I can explain the system off the air, but...
Emily, yeah. But there are a lot of people texting in to get flute lessons from you. So.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I've been trying really hard to not be a hoarder, and I think I need to come on the air. If I talk about it on the air, this is me like forcing change upon myself.
Okay. All right.
If I ever truly decide I have to stop drinking, I think I have to come on the air and say it.
Yeah.
And then you guys will just check me. Do you know what I mean?
So, yes, I agree, but I'm going to speak to half of the room here. This isn't the right place to do that because the other person here is also a hoarder and is very interested in the thing you're about to talk about.
I know, but I think he's
not going to be much help.
No, he might be helpful because I think T-Hack is a hoarder, but I think he's a reformed hoarder. And I think he's so locked in right now that he's found a way to not hoard, despite every fiber of his soul, like you get.
Okay, for Chick-fil-A packets, no. Before shoes.
Oh my God, I definitely have the Chick-fil-A packet right now. That's another hoard thing. Like my bottom drawer.
You're doing
drawer,
it too? Oh no.
The bottom drawer that is my, like every time I order a 30 piece, and I order like 2 30 pieces every time I go to Chick-fil-A because we like to just have chicken nuggets in the fridge and just like you roll by and you're like, oh, I'm gonna grab a couple nuggets. And they come with like 5 or 6 packets. So it's like, we just vary it up. So now, now there are gallon Ziploc bags full of barbecue. Another one full of buffalo. Another one full of Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
And so, like, the bottom vegetable, I didn't think it's meat.
There's
on
no
the
vegetables in it.
No, it's just Chick-fil-A sauce.
That is, I'm with you. I've done the same thing with just Chick-fil-A sauce. And once you start getting a container for the sauce, that's...
You've gone too far.
It's too far. And I have the same thing. I have a little plastic thing full of just random sauce in our
pantry.
But
what if somebody came over and they were like, do you have any Chick-fil-A sauce? I could go, yeah, I do.
How many times has that happened?
Like one time Josh did. One time Josh was like, do you have any? And I was like, I do.
That's great.
And like one time somebody... So
and then you took one packet?
He took a few. But then somebody came over and like, they come over and they're like, do you have any ranch? Like we were having pizza and they're like, do you have any ranch? And I'm like, I think I do. Like I had like a Dion's.
You're prepared.
Ranch.
Yeah.
Yes. So like...
Do you understand that we are only talking about condiments and he is already... helping you out here.
No. Yeah,
can I take some off your hands for
you? No, because I think if I'm reading between the lines, he's saying, I used to do that and I don't anymore. Am I correct?
I don't anymore. I'm working my way through my collection.
Okay.
And I'm not adding to it. It's like an actual very deep thing that I'm working on and struggling with. But because the weird thing about the sauce is that you don't remember when you got it.
Exactly.
That's why I'm old. You don't know how old it was when you got it.
And I'm not rotating it in the bag.
Uh-huh. It's just, here's one. And then you start to open them and they'd be slightly different hue of whatever color the sauce is supposed
to be.
They're
aged.
And, exactly. Yes. So that helped me a little bit. It's like, oh, I'm not eating these anyways. They're just, I'm going to throw them away in 8 months.
Okay. Well, here's another hoarding thing I have. Oh, maybe one of you guys want these. So I was
sit down. You mentioned digital cameras one time.
No, I'm not giving you those.
You already offered them. You can't
take
it back.
I know, but I'm rescinding it. Yeah, I am. Well, first off, now that all you Z's want them, I think I can probably flip them.
Yeah, you probably could.
I'm going to make a mint on that so I can buy more sauce. No, so I was at Costco.
I'm more interested in the roll that, where, no, it's not a roll, but the files that are on your digital cameras than the digital camera itself. I would
see?
Love
they
to
see.
They
have like SD cards, I think. I have to find the chargers for them.
Mm.
I want to see some of those pictures.
I bet there's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So the next thing is, I was at Costco, and they had the Hexclad cookware.
Oh, those are nice.
I love it. But I have stacks and stacks of Calphalon and stacks of Allclad. So I have 3 or 4 full sets of 4-quart, 6-quart, 8-quart, 10-quart pots. Mm. Like omelet pan, big skillet, like wok pan of each one of those brands. But they're perfectly fine. What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, that to me, that seems like too many pans. But I don't
it
cook.
It is, but
do
what
you
if one day I go, I need an Allclad pan?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, some days are you like, I'll use this brand, or some days this
no,
dish
No, I use
will...
only the Hexclad right now.
Oh, yeah. So then you got to
no,
get,
well,
you got to purge.
Do what?
Sell them.
Do what? Sell them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody wants my used cameras.
All right, take them to Goodwill.
No one wants your used cameras.
You do.
No.
Okay, so the real reason I wanted to, I brought you here for my hoarding intervention is I can't get rid of shoes. And I don't know. Like, I have black Nikes that are still pretty good, like running shoes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You guys know me, avid non-runner.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to run in them.
Like, but sell them?
Yeah.
No, but they're just like a Pegasus. Nobody wants that. It's
That's
not like they're
the most popular.
Travis Scott. No. Nobody wants.
You could sell them. You'd probably have to clean them up a lot. Like, you'd have to go into.
I'm not willing to do any work.
Okay. Then that.
So like.
Then donate
Aaron,
them.
Aaron, listen to me. Listen to me.
What?
Every once in a while, you come in, and I don't know what you're wearing on your feet today. I did not look. But you look
I'm
so cute
my
in
old
your chucks.
Yeah.
Ugh, are
no,
you
wait,
wearing chucks
I'm sorry.
Today?
No, I'm sorry. I'm wearing my Vans.
Okay, but like, I have a whole section of chucks. I have a whole section of Vans.
Keep them. Keep them. You can never have too many shoes.
Yes,
that's
you
a
keep
lie.
Them.
You can.
Keep them.
What shoes am I wearing right now?
I didn't see. I didn't see.
I'm wearing like Air Force Ones. It's all I wear.
Yes,
all I wear are Air Force Ones.
You wore Chucks this week.
Yeah, because I stood there staring at my hoard going, you have to do something. And the only way I talked myself out of throwing them away was putting them on. So that just bought me another 6 months.
Well, you know what? I actually think that that's smart. Try to wear them. If they feel funny, that's how you know. But you have to work through them. It's kind of like when you're like going through your clothes, you put the hangers the other way. Mm. It's that whole thing. So then when you use it, you put the hanger back. So all of the hangers that are facing the other direction, donate.
I did that exact thing.
And you didn't
and
donate.
And I came up on a year, and then I went through, and all the hangers that were backwards, each one that I like took off the hanger, I'm like, there's my call my agent shirt. I can't get rid of that. My agent gave me that.
Yeah.
Don't wear it.
I can't get rid of my Exotico tequila that I've cut the sleeves off, because what if I want to paint my house?
True.
What?
True.
What?
And you'll need old running shoes if you paint your house.
Yes. What if a tequila fight breaks out and it's a suns out, guns out tequila party? I've got...
Yeah. And someone wants ranch dressing.
Thank you!
No. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
A little behind the scenes.
I get so nervous when you do this because you...
What?
Can I just do a little behind the scenes of your behind the scenes?
Sure.
This show is... Like, if something's going on, mm-hmm. we might talk about it.
Yeah.
But then... We sort of know in the middle of the song that just ended, we kind of know what we're going to talk about next. We kind of look mm-hmm. at each other and go, we should do the thing about the guy with the thing. And Aaron's just like, something just happened. We have to talk about it. And like, Tiak and I know anything. Mm-mm. And I don't like your energy right now.
Yeah. She's got her arms crossed. Yes, she's got her legs crossed. She's got her eyes crossed. She's crossing everything.
I can play another song while we regroup. Liz, how about.
I am doing just dandy.
But the rest of us, I don't want to speak for you, Tiak.
I'm nervous, but I feel like it's too late now.
Aaron and I have had some interactions today, so I feel like this might come at me. Maybe not.
We've barely even talked.
I know, but you sent back a text to me.
Back... Ugh. The uppercase, lowercase,
yes,
uppercase.
God, she's such a passive-aggressive little piece of turd bucket. It drives me... All right, anyway.
Anyway, so a little behind the scenes. I will say that our social media has been slacking. So the other day...
Sorry, slacking. It's like, that's my name in there. There's like,
oh, we know it's called The Slacker Show.
I swear on a stack of Bibles. Okay.
So it's been slacking. And yesterday I texted you guys and I was like, we're going to do a TikTok today. I have it ready. The sound is saved. Like, we're good to go. I'm like, let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go.
So I go into TikTok to switch profiles to go from my own to The Slacker Show. And it's timed out. So I'm like, okay, I have to log in again. So I log in, password is incorrect. I'm like, okay, I don't really remember what it is. So I'm just gonna change it real quick. Not a big deal. So I change it and I type in the new one. Password is incorrect. You have 5 more chances.
Ooh. Oh no.
So I'm like, okay, maybe I accidentally changed like my personal password. I'll try again. So I try again.
Now we have 4 chances.
Yes.
What are you doing?
We're down to 1.
Okay. We're at 1 chance right now?
Yes. Otherwise, like, we can't. Our TikTok is locked. I
for
don't,
how long?
I don't know.
Oh, God. The way Facebook is treating us?
Are
you dead serious?
Yes.
Can we? Wait.
I've tried on my laptop, on my phone. I've used my phone number because apparently my email isn't attached and the Slacker Show email doesn't exist, so I can't use that. Like, I don't know what to do.
Hold on. I'm trying to log on my phone. See what happens.
I don't know that it'll give you 5 new chances. Are we just down to 1?
Maybe,
or is it
maybe.
But maybe he's in. Maybe it just timed out for me.
Mm. I'm in.
Why? What is the password?
The Slacker Show. I'm not going to tell you. Like, no, but how can I, save us from here?
Maybe.
Am I on the lifeboat?
If you go, yes.
Do I have the last tomato seed?
You are Rose, and right now I'm Jack.
Okay,
I am barely hanging on.
There's no room on this door. Get off my door. So, okay.
You just need to change the password from inside then, and then hopefully.
Yeah, no, I like, can I, a little more inside baseball?
Yeah.
Aaron is a control freak.
Yeah.
Aaron?
That's out. People know that.
That's outside.
She controls our social media, and it's been slacking lately.
I've been busy.
I'm only repeating what you said. So, like, if it's a Saturday night, and I'm scrolling through the dating sites, and somebody's got, like, puts up their IG on their Hinge,
mm-hmm.
and then I go over to Insta, and then it goes, oh, you're logged out. So I'm like, insta text message from Aaron. Are you logging on Instagram? Who are you looking for?
No, I say, who are we looking at?
Right. So then, and then I didn't realize that all searches on Instagram
are saved. Yeah.
So then I'll come walking into the room and she's flipping through chicks that I'm stalking.
Yeah, giving the thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yes. So at this point, I want everybody to know, can they reach out to us on TikTok? How do you?
Well, they can but only you can. Only
that's
you.
Exactly what I'm saying.
No.
I want.
Nope.
I want everyone.
I will change the password one more time and get us all locked out.
You wouldn't dare.
I would.
Here's TX Switzerland over there going, hey, nothing to see here.
Yeah, just get along, everyone.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We don't often bring up this subject, but we want to talk about bridezillas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're a real thing, and I think we as a society are the reason they exist.
What do you mean?
Because we just constantly say, it's your day.
Oh.
It's your day. You get to do, you can't tell, like, if you told Leo all damn day, this is your day, do you think he would be loving and generous and kind, or by 11:15 would he be a card-carrying tyrant?
The second one, yeah.
Yes.
I would try to go to the bathroom or something. He'd be like, that's my day.
Right.
I didn't say you could do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
He'd be like, bring me the brown lobster. It amuses me. That's just what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we've created women who believe that they can, you just do. Even the guys are wimps around them.
Well, and that's, okay, so that's obviously never been married, but like that's one thing that really just grosses me out is everything is so focused on the bride. The husband is there.
I know.
The significant other, whoever.
Yeah.
There are two people.
Correct.
Involved.
Correct.
You can't just pick one.
Was I there?
Did you get to choose anything at your wedding? And I don't even think your wife is a diva.
No. Well, and also it's her day. So it didn't even really cross my mind to like put my foot down on some, whoa.
Not even put your foot down, but like, did you have a say in what colors?
Yeah, when she said cornflower, you're like, oh, okay.
No, not her dresses, but we changed the tux. We were going to do gray, and then I ended up doing navy.
Because you insisted?
Yeah, I liked it. I saw somebody with a navy suit and the brown shoes. I was like, ooh, I like that.
Mm.
That won't be trendy. So we did it.
Well, I saw this one, like we were looking up bridezilla stories, or Aaron was actually, to like, there was this woman, the father of the groom had... not a baby little heart, not one of the like, ugh, could be acid reflux, had a massive heart attack at the wedding.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
What's your first instinct right now? Shut it down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get help, call 911.
Yes.
Get some. Yeah.
Ambulance comes, the whole thing. Groom wants to get in the ambulance with the dad. She's like, no, it's our wedding. Stay. If you go with your dad, you're going to ruin my night.
What?
Stay here so that you don't ruin my night.
Bring the priest back in.
Yes.
Tear up
annulment
the... Yeah.
Immediately.
Mm.
I mean...
Yeah, that's excessive.
I've... Like, when I was... My first marriage, my wife... That my first wife was... I mean, she's beautiful. And she was of that age where she was in probably 10 weddings a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And... women would be, it's like.
You can't be prettier than the bride.
100%.
Ridiculous.
Mm.
I don't have to worry about that.
No wonder I've only been in two weddings.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you calling yourself pretty or ugly?
I think
that's pretty.
Yes. But yeah, I'm also saying.
I was going ugly. I was saying I'm ugly.
Yeah,
we're the Spider-Man meme right now.
No, but like they would do purposely go, hey, show up early and get your hair done. And they would do terrible things to her hair so she looked like crap.
What?
Or she had like
tattoo.
And like they would be like, oh, for the photos, we want to cover up your tattoo. And she's like, well, how am I going to do that? And they would put like a massive bandage over it.
Okay. That's worse than having.
Yeah. Is it not? It looks like you've got gangrene in my wedding photos.
Yeah.
Like, as opposed to having a sun on your foot.
Like a giant ace bandage. Yes. Just God.
It's so stupid.
They do that on TV shows when they put the black tape over somebody's like the logo on their hat. It's like I would have never thought about the logo on the hat, and now I'm dying to know what's under it.
And I'm trying to like slow-moing it, trying to look at the relief pattern to figure out what it is.
Now I'm zooming in on a foot on the wedding photos.
Okay, so if you're willing to admit that you were a diva, we want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than likely going to be people who were a bridesmaid or a wedding planner or a priest.
People in your wake.
Yes. If you've been the victim of a bridezilla, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423, or you can text in to 51059.
There's a lot of like making people sign contracts of how much of the gift you're going to bring, like, hey, you're in the wedding.
Are you serious?
But yeah, like there's one couple they made that everyone was obligated to give them a gift over $500. They made them sign
what?
like a a legally binding contract.
I'm not going to the wedding at all. I'm not even going to be a part of it.
You'll hear from my lawyers.
I didn't sign the contract.
Oh my God. Put this bandage on your face. I saw another one, and I've been a part of this. I remember somebody, this woman wanted to have her wedding, and she went to her maid of honor, and she was like, the wedding is such and such date. And she's like, that's the exact date my brother's getting married, so.
Like, I have to be at my
brother's.
Obviously,
you're my best friend, but that's my brother. I have to go to that wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
And she hemmed and hawed and did the whole thing, and then eventually she's like, okay, great. I'm having it on your birthday instead.
Oh my God.
Despite her?
I don't know.
Why?
This is.
Wow. Yeah. What? It's her day, I guess.
The other thing that I've seen, to Aaron's point of like, you have to be the prettiest one. This was another thing. They made sure at one wedding my ex-wife was at, like she had this form-fitting white, beautiful gown. And then we all went.
Wait, the bride did?
The bride did.
Okay.
And like I said, my ex-wife.
Stunning.
Smoke
yeah.
show. Mm-hmm. Both of my ex-wives,
yeah,
super hot. So I remember the day we all went to David's bridal to pick out bridesmaid dresses, and she had picked out one. My ex comes out in that dress, and she's like, no way. And made them all buy those, whatever is that thing that like,
just like super...
Yep, hits you under the boob with elastic and then goes, puh, looks like a gunny sack. Like they just tied elastic around a sack of potatoes and made her wear that. So she would be hotter at the wedding.
I was described a lot in the same way at my wedding day. Like, look at a sack of potatoes.
All right. If you are a bridezilla or you want to rat one out, we want to hear your worst bridezilla stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about bridezillas, and I should probably stop talking about my ex-wives and
stuff.
Yeah,
they're both on the phone.
Oh, boy.
I did see a text, though. Someone said that it's not the brides most of the time, but it's the mother-in-law, or the mother of the bride, sorry.
Yeah, but she empowers the bride even more to be... Like, I'm telling you, I've witnessed
it. Oh, of course, there's still bridezillas, but when you get that.
It's a momzilla, too. Bridezilla's momzilla.
The double zilla.
Yeah. Well, I would take a groomzilla story if anyone's got one.
Nobody's, because grooms are tame. We're just docile.
They're not allowed.
Yeah. We're just hoping that we get some action later that night.
There was one, they said that the bartenders who made all their tips throughout the ceremony or the reception,
yeah,
the bride was like, well, that's our money.
Stop.
Like, you're working at our wedding, we get your tips.
What?
Yeah.
And oh my God.
You're not pouring drinks?
No, it was like the dollar dance or something where it's like, no, that's a fund for us. And threw a fit, apparently. Which the bartenders are not giving up their tips.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, we want to talk to Bridezillas. Anna?
Yay.
Bridezilla, what happened?
Oh, yeah. I was a bridesmaid in a wedding last year, and the morning of the wedding, the bride panicked and made all of us bridesmaids go and get spray tans because she thought we looked too pale. And
hold on. She needed you to, like, match? Like, okay.
She had us in pale pink. It was her fault for putting us people in like light pink dresses. That was on her. But she thought we didn't look good enough in the dresses. So
yeah, but then aren't you pink and orange?
It wasn't. We were orange, but she was very specific about the color, and we had to all match each other, but we had to be a little lighter than her.
Okay. So was she Latina? Like, did she stand there and like? They spray you a little and out and you're like,
another round.
Okay. And you all did it?
What are we going to do? She's the bride. Yeah.
What do you mean? What are you going to do? You say no. Like, you literally look at her and go, this is what?
We just went along. She's like, get in the car. We got to go. We got to run a last minute errand. I was like, what? But we all got in. In a big old like, SUV, went to the spray tan salon and stayed there. Like,
I don't know what to tell you, but like,
pushing up the pictures.
Only on your wedding day, you get to do what you get to come in and be like, gross, you're all so pale. Ugh.
You all need to have nose piercings and eyebrow piercings and a tattoo of a hawk eating a snake on your forehead. Like, no.
Second, too. Like, we had time to maybe figure this out before, but she decided to do it morning of, like, crack of dawn.
Wow.
Aaron's just like seems to be okay with it.
No, because I can't imagine being the pasty girl that I am, the ginger. I would leave.
This one needs another round.
Yeah.
She ain't done yet.
Like me.
Yeah, you're not still friends with this B, right?
No, we're friends. We're friends. We just took a little space.
I'm guessing you hope she doesn't listen to this show then.
Through thick and thin, through tan and pale.
Thank you for the call, Anna. Donna?
Yai.
Bridezilla, what happened to you?
Oh, so I was in my best friend's wedding, and she happens to be, her style's very goth. She's always been that way since we were in high school. We go way back. Okay. And so for her wedding, she wanted it to be as close to Halloween as possible.
Cool.
And
not cool.
Yeah, it is.
If there's candy, it's cool.
Trick or treat.
Exactly. But she wanted it to be as kind of witchy vibes as possible. So she wanted all of us bridesmaids to help her with the writing of invitations. But she wanted us to do it in calligraphy.
Oh.
Okay.
So she taught us all calligraphy, which is very difficult.
I do dig that.
Yeah.
You dig? I gotta take a class to be in this wedding.
No, I mean I dig. No. I get you've told me recently some of your YouTube loops that I'm so glad I'm not down in. Mm. But I have a calligraphy loop that I'm in.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh my God! It's like watching somebody like pour concrete correctly or whatever. You're just like,
oh, it's beautiful.
And they're like, and all of a sudden it's a big fat line down to a, like a wee.
Yeah.
I like it too. I like watching it. I wouldn't like doing it. And usually in those videos, because I get in that loop too, they do one letter. This is a whole invitation.
Okay.
You just put like, exactly. So W.
Had to do the return addresses as well as the guest addresses. And our hands were just like cramping so bad. And we had to even.
But you
like
have a skill now. Thing. You're welcome.
but the bride is like grading them and like, all right, let's see everyone's cues.
No,
like, how are they looking?
Didn't say that. I'm just really grateful because, like, my imagination, because we're thinking about bridezillas, and you said she's a witch. Mm-hmm. She's kind of into the goth thing. I was like, you all learn calligraphy, and then she shows up with like vials of blood.
Oh
wow!
And like, let's write our image like. Tom and I, we've just been pooling our blood. Like, do the whole Angelina and Billy Bob. Remember they used to walk around with, like,
they did
vials?
That.
They have vials of blood. Each one of them had a vial of the other's blood around their neck.
I do remember that.
It's like,
or they show up with an empty vial. We're like, all right.
Time to fill up.
Blood from everyone.
We want this to be a personalized wedding.
Oh, man.
You're welcome, Donna. Look how much worse she could have been.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is probably really stupid, but we're going to talk about how we sit on couches.
Okay.
Can
we bring one in for a demonstration?
I really wish we had one in the studio right now. Because Erin has said she can't physically sit on a couch.
I mean, I can.
But your feet go out because they can't. They
if
won't
I
touch.
Am sitting all the way back to like where my back is on
touching
back,
the
cushion, my knees like don't, my legs aren't long enough. So my legs stick out like a toddler.
I had what's called a deep seat couch.
Yeah.
That did that. It was like that. Like you, like anybody. Like the seats were like.
Was that comfortable?
You would, like if you wanted to bend, there were lots of throw pillows on it. So if you really wanted to put your back against the one part of it, then you would put pillows behind you and just kind of oof.
Okay. And just melt into it.
Yeah.
But like, you need to call for help to get up, it sounds like.
No, I mean, yeah.
I'm ready.
It was kind of nice though, because then it almost encouraged you to just lay down. Because you didn't want your feet sticking straight out. So you would just.
Why not?
Well, because that's stupid.
It definitely makes me feel like I'm in kindergarten.
You're not that short. How tall
are
you?
Can someone come tie my shoes?
I'm 5'2".
Everybody who says laugh is lying.
No, I'm being genuine. 5'2" and a half.
We're going to put a mark on the door.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
So you have short little Oompa Loompa legs? That's probably
I feel like I have long legs for my height. Decent proportion.
It's going to be weird, but I'm going to have to watch you walk around later.
Yep.
To check your... Because have you ever seen somebody with like... Taylor Swift, does she have a normal... No, she has super long legs.
No, she has very long legs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen somebody that's the opposite?
Like a long torso. Oh. A lot of models have long torsos.
It's so, I find it so off-putting.
I think it's cool.
No. It's got to either be proportionate or the leg's got to be the long thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd have to see it. I don't know that I can picture
anybody.
Why don't
you Google long torso while Erin and I chat about her couch sitting style? Is that going to be a weird, like, not safe for
weird
work
search?
I don't know.
It'll
We're going
fine.
For it.
Long torso.
Yeah,
anyway,
but because of my legs, I tend to sit cross-legged on couches.
This may mean that you have a desire to protect an image of sophistication and composure. You want to be perceived as polished and controlled.
What? Mm-hmm. Tell me a polished person who is going into their boss's office
right.
and sitting cross-legged.
You're right. Crisscross applesauce does not scream
no.
polished. It screams kindergarten.
Yes.
It does, yeah.
It
yeah.
screams
Can we
comfortable.
Can we get you to the parachute today? Come on, boss.
Oh, my God. You, did they stop doing it in your school? I can't believe you guys know what that is.
Oh, it was the best day of gym.
Yeah, it was.
That and, like, the roller, the, like, flat roller scooter kind of things.
They still had those?
Oh, those were uh-huh. so yeah. much fun. And we would play, like, hockey in them.
We got rid of them because so many people either had finger injuries, yeah. like, because you're holding on to it.
And then your hand just goes under.
Driving
over,
yeah.
yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're so fun.
Well, they had little handles by the time we had them. Did they always have a little kind of
no,
handle?
No, ours was just a, like...
Like a square?
Just a square. Just...
Like, literally, like, one of your projects in sixth grade wood shop was to make next year's death boards. So you're just like... cutting out plywood and like drilling like
wow.
the crappy old metal roller skate wheels
do you think,
to the bottom.
Does Costco sell these?
Do you want to do like murder ball
yeah.
on like those
no,
boards?
I want the parachute. That's what I want. I want to do it. I like when you get to get under it and it's like a big room when the air
there
gets trapped.
Was
That's
one
my
time,
favorite part.
Oh yeah, everybody pulls it under
the
them.
The only time I went to camp, they had that and there were too many kids and so I didn't get to go under.
Oh no.
So you were like, the
your legs gotta yeah. be this long if you want to do the parachute.
Did they ever do that? This is why they got rid of it in my school. Eventually, the teachers let the parachute be a thing where you would put a kid on it.
On it and like throw him
and
up
go
in the
up
air?
And, down.
And then no. we flung a kid and it wasn't good.
No, we never
like,
got to do that.
Because you're just like, you're starting to get a little bit of
it's
air.
It's strong enough to hold
yeah,
someone?
Yeah, well, when we, I don't remember how we pulled it off, but we
wow.
were all just, and we flung, have you ever done the trampoline thing where you, where somebody's unsuspecting?
Mm-hmm.
You get
oh,
them
and
like,
you bounce them?
You get them jumping, yeah. jumping, and then you do the like, you got to do like, time their jump and then you just, and you
throw
launch
them
into the stratosphere.
Yeah.
And that's
it's
what, they
so
put
fun.
The nets on the side. I've launched somebody over that net.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, that now I kind of just want to do the roller derby thing. No parachute.
Okay, so we need text into 51059 where we can buy the murder boards.
Yeah. And why was the parachute a thing? It's like, here, you need to learn how to use a parachute, but this is also not how you use it. Like, you're not jumping out of a plane and
yeah.
using it. It's
there
just
was,
like,
I think
there wasn't really a point.
Yeah, here's this giant kind of blanket at this point.
It was a shoulder exercise. I think we're doing shoulder exercises. That's for your arms.
I think it was just fun.
No, because didn't they put balls on it? Didn't you make popcorn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we
you
did.
You made popcorn.
Oh,
you were doing
right.
All the balls were
wow.
on there. So everybody's doing, that's your shoulders.
Oh,
that's your
they were tricking
forearms.
Us into working
yes,
out.
It's all workout.
Oh,
they've got you to.
And I like the part where we get under it and sit down. So now I'm, it's really.
It makes sense.
They
yeah,
were teaching you how to sit. It's like the shake weight. Like it's
okay.
The shake weight doesn't do anything.
Well, it's training you.
Do they have those in school these days?
My school does. Can we get back to how we
oh
sit on a couch?
Gosh.
Please. So we know that Aaron's crisscross applesauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you?
I'm kind of the lounging back, and I'm also kind of the stool rester. Not the stool. I don't have a stool, but I have a coffee table. I put my feet on
you
the coffee table.
You put your actual feet where uh-huh. you put food.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
With shoes on?
No, I don't wear shoes in the house. Never. So I'm barefoot or socks or slippers.
It shows a willingness to adapt to your surroundings is what that says.
Okay.
But lounging back says you take up all the area the couch has. Yeah, because you're enjoying your comfort.
You can just call me fat. I mean, you don't have to be all cute about it.
Get two parachutes. This one needs to sit down.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There seems to be a major divide in the studio today. Mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. that Tiak and I are not seeing eye to eye.
No.
I'm not sure where the redhead.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron. Sorry, thankfully your name is written on your microphone over here.
Is it on? Turn
you
it
know
on.
What? I'm going to tell you this. I think I just made a mistake because I'm looking for her to come onto my side. And then by doing that,
you like,
that was
it
not,
up.
That was not really smart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, based on the fact that you and I are on two different sides of this story, this calls for a... you be the judge.
And I know your first, middle, and last name, Aaron. I won't say it on the air, but just for the record.
Aaron B. Do... Johnny B. Aaron... You know her middle name?
I think
Are
so.
Are you using that as a threat?
No,
or
I'm
like
just,
why
no, I'm just
that's a very
I'm just contrasting our personalities.
That's a very threatening.
I'm contrasting the relationship we have with Aaron versus what he.
All right, everyone, call in if you think we should let T-Hack go today for threatening Aaron.
Threatening. Okay.
So here's the story. A woman is mad at her husband because he boarded a plane without her, and the plane took off. Now, at this point, I can see how a simple-minded dolt like T-Hack would go, you gotta back your wife's play. You don't get on that plane without your wife.
You don't. You don't. I sounded
under
just like that.
No so you're saying no matter what, you're at the airport. You don't board that aircraft.
It's your first international flight. You are going on an extensive vacation together. That's why I wish it said what their plans were.
Yeah, what would be the reason you would board without her?
I'll tell you, the reason he did board is the reason you board without her.
I cannot think of a reason why you would leave anyone you go to the airport with, especially your beloved, your betrothed.
I'm going to tell
your,
you this.
Your bride.
Okay,
your,
you got more names.
Give me another B word. I don't know.
I'll give you another B word. I feel, and again, I'm going to alienate Aaron a little bit here when I only want her on my team on this rare and elusive you be the judge. I feel, after having traveled with Aaron, that we have very contrasting traveling styles. Like, once you've been to the airport, like, I think T-Hack probably falls more in line with you because he's just such a rookie.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just scared. You're not a rookie.
I am, yeah.
You're scared. Like, so you get to the airport 3 hours ahead, and you're like, and you're standing by the door at your gate.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm normally traveling with kids, too, so that's... I got to go into dad
mode. That's only for the last few years, and you're not 3 years old.
But he's not a big traveler to begin with, so... Mm-hmm.
But even before kids, I guarantee you,
He didn't go on a flight until he was 18.
That's true.
Yeah,
that
you're
true.
Like 40 now, so like, I'm just rounding up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying. Hide behind your kids.
No, we go there early. I like to go earlier.
That's all I needed.
I'm with it, yeah.
But you have
I agree.
A contrasting style than I do. I could park 60 minutes before a flight if I'm not checking.
See, and I'm always checking. I'm always checking.
Because of the kids.
Like, no, that's whatever.
And
we went
shoes?
To San Diego for three. You went
Did
for
you
one
just
day.
Say and shoes?
Yeah, and shoes.
I was on your side, but buddy,
well,
you
for
lost.
The longest time, I had contacts, and I always fly Frontier, and it's cheaper. So I have Liquid is the contact thing, but then it's cheaper to check the bag than to carry it on. So it's like, well, why not just check it?
Okay, don't use
and
your
take
okay.
more. So you, that's so it's a combo of both.
And Aaron, you flew standby, so you had to get there early.
Yeah.
But you don't fly standby anymore, so you got to get over it.
I
had a flight that was like 3 hours earlier than yours, and you got in the same Uber as me. I was like, why are you coming to the airport?
What else was I going to do that day?
Hang at the Hard Rock. Have fun.
Everyone else was gone.
and be nervous about the flight the whole time?
Yeah.
It sounds terrible.
Okay. So here's the point. This man and his wife are me and you guys. We have very different contrasting travel styles. She is more like me, and he is more like you guys. He's like a nervous traveler.
He's responsible.
Let's get in.
Buttoned up.
Sure.
He's all the,
So
respected in the community.
He knows what time boarding is.
Yeah.
And boarding.
As most shouldn't you know that?
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
And they say it's like 3 minutes away. And she looks at her betrothed, her husband, her love of her life, apple of her eye, all the stupid crap you just said, and said, I'm going to grab a Starbucks. He's like, blah, 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 blah. We're about to board. Yeah, I'm just, it's right over there. I'm just going to, mm-hmm. just going to, it's right, it's just right there. I'm going to grab a Starbucks. And he's like, and they start boarding and people are getting on. People are getting on. He's like, I get the guy. She's still over like in the line.
She's still in line.
You're telling me you wouldn't get on the plane?
No, absolutely not. How?
What?
How could you get on
get
the plane?
Get on the plane. How could That's you, her problem.
How could you go? Her problem. You're married. It's your wife.
She's
how
an idiot.
You, how could
She's
you possibly, possibly walk onto the plane, say hello like to say hello to the flight attendant, get your seat, put your bag up, sit down, and feel good about yourself, knowing that your wife doesn't know where you went? Just are you?
She knows where I went. I went where she's supposed to be.
So yeah. you're going to go on this trip yes. without her?
She better look around and go, and oh, crap, abandon her Starbucks order and sprint to the door.
That, like, how is that going to end well for you?
That's
You're
so,
on a, you're so leaving I, her behind on an international flight, and you're just like...
We don't know if it's international.
It's not international.
We'll talk about it when I get back, honey.
I'm saying
no
I'm going to get on the plane so there's not two of us being the J-holes that are holding up the plane. Have you ever been on a plane where they're like, is passenger Jill blah, mm-hmm. and you're like, and then they come walking on clearly three sheets to the wind because they've been sitting at the bar and they barely made the flight. And sometimes they've held the flight for them. And you're like, this is crap. So I'm going to get on the plane if I'm him and I'm not the nervous traveler, but I'm getting on the plane because I want to sit. I don't want all the passengers staring at me.
But so you're going to leave your wife yes. out to dry and make everyone stare at her
I'm
instead?
Leaving her out to dry, or is she leaving herself
no
out to dry?
No one cares if there's one passenger holding up the plane or seven. No one's like,
yes,
well,
they do.
Oh, there's only
yes,
one.
Yes, they do.
No one cares. No one even pays attention. Aaron's asleep already. She's on the plane.
yeah, I'm
We're dragging
on the plane.
Her lifeless body. I want people to text in to 51059. Would you be the husband or would you be the wife? Like, so now we both have to miss a flight because you're too stupid to understand what boarding is.
Yes. And why would you want to go without her?
I don't want to go without her.
Why would you want to leave her behind?
What if they have plans the second they get there?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm go. Like,
what plans would I go to leaving my wife? I'd be like, well, my wife's still back in Denver, but I'm going to make sure to hit this luau.
My flight to London, I land at like 10 in the morning.
Testify.
We are going straight to Warner Brothers Studio, yeah. Harry Potter, because it's the last day that they are open. We are literally taking all of our stuff. If my sister-in-law misses her flight, I don't care. I'm going.
Bye.
Okay. It's a good thing you're not married to your sister-in-law. The rules are different. You're
it's
a
not
team.
Different.
You're a team and you're going on this trip together.
We're not a team. You chose Starbucks over what we booked this months ago. And your caffeine craving... I'm supposed to like sit here. I'm supposed to miss my flight because you need caffeine. Get over it and get on the plane.
You need overpriced caffeine.
Yes.
It's called marriage. I don't know.
No.
You are supposed to be a team. And if
you
you're
are supposed
to
be
have
a team,
each other's back.
And she's supposed to be on team plane. And like,
I agree. I agree that she should have been more considerate.
Great.
But were she not? She wasn't. She made that decision, and now he's got to eat it.
No,
that's how it works.
He does not have to eat it. She has to eat.
Just like if you're,
she made the incorrect decision. Why should he be punished for her incorrect decision?
Because it doesn't matter if it's just a flight. What if it's just a dinner party or something? You're like, honey, you're not ready.
Literally,
see you later.
Driven separately from my always late now ex-wife because I'm sitting there going, enough. Nope. You're not ready. Bye. Goodbye. I'm going.
I'm choosing to not respond. You could repeat what you just said. I think there was ex-wife in there.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Are we pro-Botox or anti-Botox in this room?
Pro.
I would be anti, I guess.
Okay. I'm pro. I just haven't done it in forever.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to text in, I'll come in. Like, no, never mind. I just used to do it all the time because I was like...
Why though? Why?
Well, one, I was partnered up with a couple of estheticians.
Mm.
Like for a while, I was with Jack Zamora down in Cherry Creek. And then for a while, I was with Facial Aesthetics. Those guys are great. And then I would just go in and they'd just like make you look better. But there's like, because Botox, here's the thing. I don't want to get weird, but please go to our Facebook and look at pictures of T-Hack. You look like you do Botox. Your forehead doesn't move. There's no wrinkles. You have like the most baby face. It drives me nuts.
It's because he doesn't have anxiety and stress.
He does though. He's a stress bucket.
Mm.
He deep down, like if I told
you think
him,
so?
If I told him there was water dripping somewhere, like he's got so many little triggers. They don't
there's
manifest on his face.
There's water dripping in your new closet.
Yeah. There it is.
You gotta give me lines. I genuinely never think about lines. I never think about my forehead or anything. Ironically, until you compliment me every once in a while. And you're like, your forehead's so nice. I'm like, oh.
When your hair is like falling the way it is right now, mm-hmm. your forehead is so exposed.
I never think about it. I don't know.
There's nothing like, but the reason we're talking about this is you're not Gen Z, you're a millennial, but mm-hmm. Aaron is sort of Z-ish.
Yeah.
Your generation is going too far.
Way I am pro too Botox, far.
But you guys have.
No, it's bad how far
in the name
it's
of
gotten.
Looking younger, you're actually looking older.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it's pop. Ooh. What
I don't
are they
either.
Doing that's screwing it up?
So much filler, so much Botox. There's the, I forgot what it's called, but like the fat removal under your chin.
Oh, the like Kybella or the.
Yeah, that under eye stuff. Like if you've ever seen Love Island UK and specifically the UK version. I'm not joking. These
they're
people.
They're all Z's.
They're all like 23. The maximum is like 25. And
they, you're shoving crap in your face
and
already?
They look 45, 50. Like it's wild. And then you have 50-year-olds who look 20. Because they're waiting to do it and doing it an appropriate amount. Granted, it's your body, do what you want, but you need to draw a line
somewhere.
Do you
need it? Do you think you need it?
So I get it in my jaw because I have TMJ.
Oh, that's right.
So, and then I do a lip flip and that's it.
do I ask what that is?
It's just Botox right above your upper lip. So it kind of curls it up and makes your smile less gummy.
Okay.
Should I do? I mean, what should I look at my face?
What do you need?
I just like I feel like I look angry again. It's been so long since I did Botox that I feel like do I look angry? Look at his
no,
stupid
I,
face.
You look okay. Well, you actually are angry.
I am not. Don't give in to the texters who are saying I'm an angry person. I'm not. You know I'm.
No, you're not.
But do people really look at your forehead to deter? I look at your eyebrows. If they're pointed down, like if you're scowling, that means you're angry.
Here's what
forehead.
I don't think you understand. Do you know what an 11 is? You don't. So you
like
don't know
Stranger
anybody
Things?
Who needs it. No, like a picture of the Twin Towers before 9/11. Mm-hmm. Like. People get
just,
an 11 right in between.
Why bring the Twin Towers into this? They're just the two lines right here. Guys.
I'm sorry. It's just, it was a visual. I knew somebody, I don't want to call anybody out, but like from like UK Love Island, they were basically, they had the 11, the full blown Twin Towers of an 11 at like 20 years old. So some people just have a more expressive face, and if
is it genetics or both, or is
I think
it,
so because her mom was the
more,
same.
Do you get the line?
And so the grooves were so bad already at 20 something that her own mother was like, "You gotta go." Like most people don't start getting. Well, now Gen Z is just obsessed with it, but like she started getting it and was able to reverse it out, so that so that the lines were gone.
Okay. But don't you need to age a little bit naturally before, like you're saying, before
you
then
fix? You have to develop wrinkles before you can fill said wrinkles?
No. I think no. I think the opposite.
Really?
Because I think what happens is, and this is why I'm kind of pro Botox and anti-filler.
Is it preventative?
Yes.
Mm.
So if you start getting Botox at a certain point, you won't get those lines. Because your face is
what's
paralyzed.
What's wrong with the lines, though?
No,
shows that
I
you've
agree.
Lived.
I love the laugh lines. I love, especially like on I'm a dude. Like I'm supposed to look weathered a little bit.
But
I think
you don't.
Okay. Well, eventually,
you have the prettiest face. Enough. If you were on Hinge, I'd be swiping on you so hard right now.
The Slacker Show
afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of an entire family who's homeless because of a mosquito.
Oh no.
Wow.
No me moleste mosquito.
What?
You don't know that song?
No.
Then I guess we won't be singing that later.
I have a story that unfortunately I think will prove that Slacker's been right all along.
No!
I love these stories.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Germany.
Germany!
Das Gute.
There was a man who would go into, he was kind of known in the area. He would go into this fancy cosmetic store.
Okay.
But he was kind of a clown, which is, I know you don't like clowns. But this man, he would go into these cosmetic stores and he would entertain the customers by juggling. He would juggle all the lipstick and everyone kind of gather around. It's kind of like free entertainment.
Okay.
I would not want to be bugged like that there.
Yeah, no,
like,
I
get
don't.
Out of the aisle. Yeah, it's nope. A frenzy in there.
You don't want makeup advice from a clown? Okay. So this guy, this clown would be juggling the lipsticks and stuff. But then the workers started noticing that some of these lipsticks, they'd gone missing.
What?
Turns out he'd been pocketing them during his quote-unquote performances. He'd been kind of sneaking them into his pocket.
Ones, like, oh, four, yeah. Oh, three, oh,
Yeah, and everyone would be cheering.
Look
as
over
he,
here for the distraction.
Yeah. As he walked out of the store stealing the lipstick, everyone's applauding him.
This whole thing was supposed to be in German.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot.
Which was German story.
Dang it.
Where's all the lipstick going?
Yeah.
Get to the chopper! Chase the clown!
The employees at the cosmetic store, they started to get really suspicious when his makeup looked fabulous. It looked really, really good. And they're like, he's stealing our stuff!
He's stealing our stuff!
That's not red, that's a nude beige!
It's not a tumor!
Yeah.
All right. Are you done?
I am. Perfect. That's it. Yeah. Clowns, don't trust them.
Yes. Thank you. That's why I am
that's
right.
That's how you were right.
My story from Japan.
Okay.
That's good.
One day, I'm going to get permission from enough people to just do the accent. A man in Japan with a plan grabbed a can of pesticide. Because there was a mosquito. I don't have a mosquito sound effect, so Aaron, would you mind going, there it is. A little higher. There you go. So he grabbed a can of pesticide and sprayed it all over the house, trying to kill the mosquito. Once he was satisfied with his work, he went outside and lit himself a cigarette.
Oh, no.
Well,
bad news about the pesticide.
Okay.
Whole house burned.
No.
To the ground.
Oh,
because he sprayed so much.
At least tell me the mosquito was in there. Like, there's some good.
Oh. It's
okay. The one time it goes out through the open
Aaron
window.
The skeeter is just fine. Oh no! Okay.
No. Turn the mics off. We're done.
No. We're all the stupid people we can find.
For today.
No, you gotta go.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There seems to be a major divide in the studio today. Mm-hmm. I know that Tiak and I are not seeing eye to eye.
No,
I'm not sure where... The redhead.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron. Sorry, thankfully your name is written on your microphone over here.
Is it on?
Turn you know on. What? I'm going to tell you this. I think I just made a mistake because I'm looking for her to come onto my side. And then by doing that, that was not very smart.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, based on the fact that you and I are on two different sides of this story, this calls for a... you be the judge.
And I know your first, middle, and last name, Aaron. I won't say it on the air, but just for the record.
Aaron B. Do... Johnny B. Aaron, you know her middle name?
I think
Are
so.
Are you using that as a threat?
No, I'm, like, just, why is... no I'm just...
That's a very...
I'm just contrasting our personalities.
That's a very threatening.
I'm contrasting the relationship we have with Aaron versus what he...
All right, everyone. Call in if you think we should let T-Hack go today for threatening Aaron.
Threatening? Okay.
So here's the story. A woman is mad at her husband because he boarded a plane without her and the plane took off. Now at this point, I can see how a simple-minded dolt like T-Hack would go, you gotta back your wife's play. You don't get on that plane without your wife.
You don't. I sounded just like that.
So you're saying no matter what, you're at the airport. You don't board that aircraft.
It's your first international flight. You are going on an extensive vacation together. That's why I wish it said what their plans were.
Yeah. What would be the reason you would board without her?
I'll tell you, the reason he did board is the reason you board without her.
I cannot think of a reason why you would leave anyone you go to the airport with, especially your beloved, your betrothed.
I'm going to tell you this.
Your bride.
Okay. You got more names.
Give me another B word. I don't know.
I'll give you another B word. I feel, and again, I'm going to alienate Aaron a little bit here when I only want her on my team on this rare and elusive you be the judge. I feel, after having traveled with Aaron, that we have very contrasting traveling styles. Like, once you've been to the airport, like, I think T-Hack probably falls more in line with you because he's just such a rookie.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just scared.
Yeah.
You're not a rookie.
I am, yeah.
You're scared. Like, so you get to the airport 3 hours ahead, and you're like, and you're standing by the door at your gate.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm normally traveling with kids, too, so that's... I gotta go into dad mode.
That's only for the last few years, and you're not 3 years old.
But he's not a big traveler to begin with, so... Mm-hmm.
But even before kids, I guarantee you,
He didn't go on a flight until he was 18.
That's true.
Yeah,
that
but you're
true.
Like 40 now, so like I'm just rounding up.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. Hide behind your kids.
No, we go there early. I like to go earlier.
That's all I needed.
I'm with it. Yeah,
but you have
a
contrasting style than I do. I could park 60 minutes before a flight if I'm not checking.
I'm always checking. I'm always checking.
Because of the kids.
Like, no, that's whatever.
And
we went
shoes?
To San Diego for three. You went
Did
for
you
one
just
day.
Say and shoes?
Yeah, and shoes. Yeah.
I was on your side, but buddy.
Well,
you
for
lost.
The longest time, I had contacts, and I always fly Frontier, and it's cheaper. So I have Liquid is the contact thing, but then it's cheaper to check the bag than to carry it on. So it's like, well, why not just check it?
Okay, don't use
and
your.
Take more. So it's a combo of both.
And Aaron, you flew standby, so you had to get there early.
Yeah.
But you don't fly standby anymore, so you got to get over it. I had a flight that was like 3 hours earlier than yours, and you got in the same Uber as me. I was like, why are you coming to the airport?
What else was I going to do that day?
Hang at the Hard Rock. Have fun.
Everyone else was gone.
And be nervous about the flight the whole time? Yeah. It sounds terrible.
Okay. So here's the point. This man and his wife are me and you guys. We have very different contrasting travel styles. She is more like me, and he is more like you guys. He's like a nervous traveler.
He's responsible.
Let's get in.
Buttoned up.
Sure.
He's all the,
So
respected in the community.
He knows what time boarding is.
Yeah.
And boarding.
Shouldn't you know that?
Yes.
100%. Okay.
And they say it's like 3 minutes away. And she looks at her betrothed, her husband, her love of her life, apple of her eye, all the stupid crap you just said, and said, I'm going to grab a Starbucks. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. We're about to board. Nah, I'm just, it's right over there. I'm just going to, it's just right there. I'm going to grab a Starbucks. And he's like, and they start boarding. And people are getting on. People are getting on. He's like, I get. The guy, she's still over, like, in the line.
She's still in line.
You're telling me you wouldn't get on the plane?
No, absolutely not. How?
What?
How could you get on
get
the plane?
Get on the plane! How could That's you, her problem!
How could you go... Her problem? You're married. It's your wife.
She's
how
an idiot.
You, how could
she's
you possibly, possibly walk onto the plane, say hello like to the, say hello to the flight howdy. Attendant, get hey your there. Seat, put your bag up, sit down, and feel good about yourself knowing that your wife doesn't know where you went? Just, are you
she
on
knows
the plane?
Where I went. I went where she's supposed to be.
So yeah. You're going to go on this trip yes. without her?
She better look around and go, and oh, crap, abandon her Starbucks order and sprint to the door.
That, like, how is that going to end well for you?
That's
You're
so,
on a, you're so leaving I, her behind on an international flight, and you're just like...
We don't know if it's international.
It's not international.
We'll talk about it when I get back, honey.
I'm saying
no
I'm going to get on the plane so there's not two of us being the J-holes that are holding up the plane. Have you ever been on a plane where they're like, is passenger Jill blah, mm-hmm. and you're like, and then they come walking on clearly three sheets to the wind because they've been sitting at the bar and they barely made the flight. And sometimes they've held the flight for them. And you're like, this is crap. So I'm going to get on the plane if I'm him and I'm not the nervous traveler, but I'm getting on the plane because I want to sit. I don't want all the passengers staring at me.
But so you're going to leave your wife
yes.
out to dry and make everyone stare at her
I'm
instead?
Leaving her out to dry or is she leaving herself
no
out to dry?
No one cares if there's one passenger holding up the plane or seven. No one's like,
yes,
well,
they do.
Oh, there's only
yes,
one.
Yes, they do.
No one cares. No one even pays attention. Aaron's asleep already. She's on the plane.
yeah, I'm
We're dragging
the
her lifeless body. I want people to text in to 51059. Would you be the husband or would you be the wife? Like, so now we both have to miss a flight because you're too stupid to understand what boarding is.
Yes. And why would you want to go without her?
I don't want to go without her.
Why would you want to leave her behind?
What if they have plans the second they get there?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm go. Like,
what
Aaron's
plans would I go to I leaving would, my wife? It'd be like, well, my wife's still
okay.
back in Denver, but I'm going to make sure to hit this luau.
My flight to London, I land at like 10 in the morning.
Testify.
We are going straight to Warner
Potter.
Brothers Studio, yeah. Harry Potter, because it's the last day that they are open. We are literally taking all of our stuff. If my sister-in-law misses her flight, I don't care. I'm going.
Bye.
Okay. It's a good thing you're not married to your sister-in-law. The rules are different. You're
it's
a
not
team.
Different.
You're a team and you're going on this trip together.
We're not a team. You chose Starbucks over what we booked this months ago. And your caffeine craving... I'm supposed to like sit here. I'm supposed to miss my flight because you need caffeine. Get over it
you
and get on the plane.
You need overpriced caffeine.
Yes.
It's called marriage. I don't know.
No.
You are supposed to be a team. And if
you
you're
are supposed
to
be
have
a team,
each other's back.
And she's supposed to be on team plane. And like,
I agree. I agree that she should have been more considerate.
Great.
But were she not? She wasn't. She made that decision, and now
right.
he's gotta eat it.
No,
that's how
he
it works.
He does not have to eat it. She has to eat.
Just
it.
Just like if you're,
she made the incorrect decision. Why should he be punished for her incorrect decision?
Because it doesn't matter if it's just a flight. What if it's just a dinner party or something? You're
yeah,
like, honey, you're not
I
ready.
Have literally,
see you later.
Driven separately from my always late now ex-wife because I'm sitting there going, enough. Nope. You're not ready. Bye. Goodbye. I'm going.
I'm choosing to not respond. I'm just, you could repeat what you just said. I think there was ex-wife in there.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Are we pro-Botox or anti-Botox in this room?
Pro.
I would be anti, I guess.
Okay. I'm pro, I just haven't done it in forever.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to text in, I'll come in. Like, no, never mind. I just used to do it all the time because I was like...
Why though? Why?
Well, one, I was partnered up with a couple of estheticians.
Mm.
Like for a while, I was with Jack Zamora down in Cherry Creek. And then for a while, I was with Facial Aesthetics. Those
nice.
Guys are great. And then I would just go in and they'd just like make you look better. But there's like, because Botox, here's the thing. I don't want to get weird, but please go to our Facebook and look at pictures of T-Hack. You look like
yeah.
you do Botox. Your forehead doesn't move. There's no wrinkles. You have like the most baby face. It drives me nuts.
It's because he doesn't have anxiety and stress.
He does, though. He's a stress bucket. Deep down, like if I told him there was water dripping somewhere, like he's got so many little triggers. They don't
there's
manifest on his face.
There's water dripping in your new closet.
There it is.
You gotta give me lines. I genuinely never think about lines. I never think about my forehead or anything. Ironically, until you compliment me every once in a while. And you're like, your forehead's so nice. I'm like, oh.
When your hair is like falling the way it is right now, mm-hmm. your forehead is so exposed.
I never think about it. I don't know.
There's nothing. Like, but the reason we're talking about this is you're not Gen Z. You're a millennial. But mm-hmm. Aaron is sort of Z-ish.
Yeah.
Your generation is going too far.
Way I am pro Botox. Far.
But you guys have...
No, it's bad how far
in the name
it's
of
gotten.
Looking younger, you're actually looking older.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it's what
I don't
are they
either.
Doing that's screwing it up?
So much filler, so much Botox. There's the, I forgot what it's called, but like the fat removal under your chin.
Oh, the like Kybella or the.
Yeah, that under eye stuff. Like if you've ever seen Love Island UK and specifically the UK version. I'm not joking. These
they're
people.
They're all Z's.
They're all like 23. The maximum is like 25. And
they, you're shoving crap in your face
and
already?
They look 45, 50. Like it's wild. And then you have 50-year-olds who look 20 because they're waiting to do it and doing it an appropriate amount. Granted, it's your body, do what you want, but you need to draw a line somewhere.
Do you need it? Do you think you need it?
So I get it in my jaw because I have TMJ.
Oh, that's right.
So, and then I do a lip flip, and that's it.
do I ask what that is?
It's just Botox right above your upper lip, so it kind of curls it up and makes your smile less gummy.
Okay.
Look at my face.
What do you need?
I feel like I look angry again. It's been so long since I did Botox that I feel like, do I look angry? Look at his stupid face.
You look... Okay. Well, you actually are angry.
I am not... Don't give in to the texters who are saying I'm an angry person. I'm not. You know I'm
not. No, you're not.
But do people really look at your forehead to deter... I look at your eyebrows. If they're pointed down, like if you're scowling, that means you're angry.
Here's what
forehead.
I don't think you understand. Do you know what an 11 is? You don't. So you
like
don't know
Stranger
anybody
Things?
Who needs it. No, like... A picture of the Twin Towers before 9/11. Mm-hmm. Like, people get
just,
an 11 right in between.
Why bring the Twin Towers into this? They're just the two lines right here. Guys.
I'm sorry. It's just, it was a visual. I knew somebody. I don't want to call anybody out. But, like, from, like, UK Love Island, they were basically, they had the 11, the full-blown Twin Towers of an 11. At like 20 years old. So some people just have a more expressive face.
Yeah.
And if
is it genetics or both? Or
I
is
think
it,
so. Because her mom was the
more,
same.
Do you get the line?
And so the grooves were so bad already at 20 something that her own mother was like, you got to go. Like most people don't start getting, now Gen Z is just obsessed with it. But like she started getting it and was able to reverse it out so that, so that the lines were gone.
Okay. But don't you need to age a little bit naturally before, like you're saying,
you
before you then
fix? You have to develop wrinkles before you can fill said wrinkles?
No. I think no. I think the opposite.
Really?
Because I think what happens is, and this is why I'm kind of pro Botox and anti-filler.
Is it preventative?
Yes.
Mm.
So if you start getting Botox at a certain point, you won't get those lines. Because your face is
what's wrong
paralyzed.
With the lines though?
No,
it shows that
I
you've
agree.
Lived.
I love the laugh lines. I love especially like on I'm a dude. Like I'm supposed to look weathered a little bit.
But
I think
you don't.
Okay. Well, eventually.
You have the prettiest face. Enough. If you were on Hinge, I'd be swiping on you so hard right now.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of an entire family who's homeless because of a mosquito.
Oh no.
Wow.
No me moleste mosquito.
What?
You don't know that song?
No.
Then I guess we won't be singing that later.
I have a story that unfortunately I think will prove that Slacker's been right all along.
No!
I love these stories.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Germany.
Germany!
Das gut!
Das gut!
There was a man who would go into, he was kind of known in the area. He would go into this fancy cosmetic store.
Okay.
But he was kind of a clown, which is, I know you don't like clowns. But this man, he would go into these cosmetic stores and he would entertain the customers by juggling. He would juggle all the lipstick and everyone kind of gather around. It's kind of like free entertainment.
Okay.
I would not want to be bugged like that there.
Yeah. No,
like,
I
get
don't.
Out of the aisle. Yeah. It's a frenzy in there.
You don't want makeup advice from a clown? Okay. So this guy, this clown would be juggling the lipsticks and stuff. But then the workers started noticing that some of these lipsticks, they'd gone missing.
What?
Turns out he'd been pocketing them during his quote-unquote performances. He'd been kind of sneaking them into his pocket.
Ones like, oh, four, yeah. Oh, three, oh,
Yeah, and everyone would be cheering.
Look
as
over
he,
here for the distraction.
Yeah. As he walked out of the store stealing the lipstick, everyone's applauding him.
This whole thing was supposed to be in German.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Which was German story.
Dang it.
Where's all the lipstick going?
Yeah.
Get to the chopper! Chase the clown!
The employees at the cosmetic store, they started to get really suspicious when his makeup looked fabulous. It looked really, really good. And they're like, he's stealing our stuff!
He's stealing our stuff!
That's not red, that's a nude beige!
It's not a tumor!
Yeah.
All right. Are you done?
I am. Perfect. That's it. Yeah. Clowns, don't trust them.
Yes. Thank you. That's why I am
that's
right.
That's how you were right.
My story from Japan.
Okay.
That's good.
One day, I'm going to get permission from enough people to just do the accent. A man in Japan with a plan grabbed a can of pesticide. Because there was a mosquito. I don't have a mosquito sound effect, so Aaron, would you mind going, there it is. No, there you go. So he grabbed a can of pesticide and sprayed it all over the house, trying to kill the mosquito. Once he was satisfied with his work, he went outside and lit himself a cigarette.
Oh, no.
Well,
bad news about the pesticide.
Okay.
Whole house burned.
No.
To the ground.
Because
he sprayed so much.
At least tell me the mosquito was in there. Like, there's some good.
Oh. It's
the one time it goes out through the open
Aaron
window.
The skeeter is just fine. Oh no! Okay.
No. Turn the mics off. We're done.
We're all the stupid people we can find
for today.
No, we gotta go.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.